What's up, babies? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're talking about Rogue One, Doctor Strange, and Moana, and you guys didn't expect that, did you? Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Babies!
What's up, my babies? You're all my babies. I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning into Disney Movie News.
This is what happens
when
Sarah's gone.
This is what happens when mom is away. Dad, he just goes ham.
Babies.
I like to throw curveballs at you guys. I like to keep you honest.
Yeah,
you know?
I wasn't expecting that.
You're so weird.
I am weird.
Yes!
That is the truest of all the truths. Guys,
Simba.
Now that Sarah's not here, I have to break some bad news. There's like no real Disney movie. Disney movie news. It's all Star Wars. It's all Marvel tonight.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but those are technically Disney.
But I mean, like, Sarah Disney.
Is Sarah, like, really sick?
Oh, she's, like, devastated. So last week, I started doing this monthly event in Vegas, like, this, like, cosplay event in Vegas. And the problem is they made us take a bus, so everybody got sick. And then we brought it back to work, and then it, like, became this infestation of sick. And I was out with a fever. Sarah was like, I got the flu shot. I feel fine.
Oh, no.
And we went the week. We went to LeakyCon. I recovered just in time to do my performance as Sirius Black, which we'll talk about later. And then as soon as LeakyCon was over, Sarah came down with the same fever. So she is immobilized in bed, and she's eating Tinder green soup, and she's watching the latest season of Once Upon a Time Without Me, which I'm really mad about.
Wait, you're not caught up?
Let's not talk about that right now. Listen, you guys, we got a lot of news to cover. I am Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie, except for Twitter, where I'm just at Leo Zombie because I'm difficult and I like it that way. But to my left, I have two lovely co-hosts. Introduce yourself, ladies.
Hi, guys. I'm Keaton Markey. I'm so happy to be back. I'm sorry I have been gone. I moved.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I moved. I went to a wedding that I then got uninvited to at the rehearsal dinner.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Didn't.
Wait, at the rehearsal
That's
dinner?
At the rehearsal
story.
Dinner, the bride told me I was unwelcome. I was technically an ex of the... I was invited, though, to
All
the
right.
wedding.
Well,
I was invited to the wedding.
Canceling the first bit of news because I need
and
to know what is going on.
And then last week I could come, but nobody else could come. I'm not doing the show.
So wait.
The one we got to
You
be
got
there.
Uninvited. Why?
She's a very insecure girl, and
calling you out right now.
Yeah, no, she won't watch this. But
it's actually
really, really sad that like he's ending up with this girl. It's
Man,
a really,
you
really
made
sad
it so,
thing.
You were so close to making it. You made it to the rehearsal dinner. You were almost in.
I was invited to the wedding, and like, and my whole family was. My mom, my
dad, and my sister.
What
the plot
thickens.
But you were uninvited.
My whole family boycotted
the
wedding
because
she like literally at the end of the rehearsal dinner told me I was unwelcome at the wedding
in front of everybody.
Well, I mean, everybody
like,
kind of saw
just like,
us
oh
talking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Excuse me, everyone. Thank you for...
Thank
you so much.
It was literally something out of a movie. It was... I still
yeah,
can't
Yeah, starring Reese
quite,
Witherspoon and Orlando Bloom.
Yeah,
I've seen this movie.
I still can't quite comprehend that it actually happened. And, like, it breaks my heart because, like, this
breaks
guy...
Breaks my heart.
This guy was one of my oldest friends. I've known him since preschool. And now his family is like my second family. So then for this woman that he brought into his family to be so rude and disrespectful to my family, to me after I flew across the country.
Yeah, you flew there.
Oh, you flew across the country?
It was in Charleston. That was that email, guys, that week she said she was flying in.
In my heart of hearts, I was hoping that it was a different wedding.
No.
Because that's crazy.
It was,
this is a movie.
I know.
Write it all down now.
I'm going to write it down and I'm going to sell the script. And the money I make off of selling that script will be...
It's going to be awesome, though, because the final scene will have you, like, kissing your new love in sprinklers or something. It'll be great.
That would be nice.
That's
like,
how
it's
it
like
needs to end.
A solid ending.
Okay.
Yeah,
wait,
and you're going to be
not
yelling,
the rain,
like...
Because we're in a drought.
Disney's
going to
make it, though. And then it'll be real Disney movie news.
There we go.
Disney's
and then we'll
it.
Talk.
So
then we'll review it. And I'll be like, I hated it. I hated it worse than Pete's dragon.
Oh, that's not nice. I've gone through enough this past couple weeks.
Keaton, you just got to turn to her and go,
what are you doing here with this riffraff?
Do you see what she is?
No,
John, whatever your name
you
is.
You know, this
I
is the thing.
It's
just a really sad situation, and I'm heartbroken just because
But you're strong.
For their family. Yeah. No, I was very mature and respectful, and I said, I don't want you to waste any more energy over this. I'm sorry that I came here just with love and wanting to support you guys. I'm so sorry that you don't think that's the reason I'm here. But I'm going to go because this
and
is your
you
wedding
like,
night. And then I walked out and I walked
out,
through the doors and I just started crying.
And you're like, besides,
I'm
going to go on the internet and talk about this on my podcast to 48 people. in the chat room, and they're gonna feel my pain and my wrath.
No. And I don't need to name names, but it was really sad.
He's like, I don't need to name names.
And this is the thing. Don't be insecure, like, when people are coming just to support and love you. And don't invite somebody to your wedding if you feel, like, threatened by them.
Even if there's a tinge. If you're the dude, like, if I was that guy, and I felt like the person I'm about to spend the rest of my life with even felt remotely like that, I'd be like, hey, babe, listen, I'm inviting my friend. How do you feel about this?
Yeah.
And if you can't be open with me right now before I take time out of this person's life for multiple days.
She invited my entire family. She messaged me on Facebook saying, hey, what's your family's address so I can invite you guys to the wedding?
Whoa.
Does she not know how, like, invitations work?
Wow.
You can't just, like, change your mind and uninvite people.
I don't know. Anyways, Disney Movie News, but you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
Everybody, give her love now. She needs lots of love right now.
I'm okay. I'm really fine. Lots of love.
Dance off, bro. Me and you.
Well, I can't follow that story.
The show's over.
No.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
But hey, guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, catslipstickla.com.
That's right. You got some stories, but we'll save them at the end. It's a very positive one that we'll get into. And Sarah is in the chat. She is supporting us from her sick bed. So, hey, what's up?
Oh, my God, Sarah.
We love you.
That's why I wanted you here so bad tonight so I could tell you, because I just wanted to see Sarah's reaction.
My God. Sarah, I can tell. Sarah's at home like, this is her face.
Yeah. She's like, what?
This is my Sarah impression. It's a slightly crooked but still face with the eyes do all the talking, and then she rolls in the back of her head. I know her moves, man. All right, guys. Well, since Sarah's away, let's jump into the news that you guys don't care about. I gotta say, I scoured. I went deep, especially because we didn't even have a show last week.
Yeah.
And literally only everything is Star Wars and Doctor Strange right now. Because we have Doctor Strange coming up right around the corner. We have Rogue One right around the corner. And the only Disney non-Star Wars or Marvel is Moana. And that is the one piece of movie news that we have that's not related to the two. But that's okay. Let's make do with what we got. And the first one, of course, is Doctor Strange. We got actually four new TV spots, but I'm only going to watch one, because it's basically an entirely new trailer that we haven't seen before. I don't know why they're calling it a TV spot. It's got tons of new footage. So I'm pretty stoked about it. Let's watch it, and let's criticize it.
Doctor Strange.
I'll point out the cool stuff. Are you ready? White girl playing an Asian. That's okay. We'll forgive it.
Not okay.
Did we all see Rachel McAdams, though?
That's your jam. Regina George.
I'm such a Cumberbatch. I love him.
Me too. Straight up. I have Agamotto in animation. That's a big one.
When are you going to cosplay, or which one of these are you going to cosplay?
I have too many friends doing it already. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know who would be great at this?
First of all, we're seeing fighting scenes with both of them. Doctor
Strange. There was another one
that was on. It was called You Will Be Chosen, and it actually shows him casting the spells. Maybe it wasn't that one, or maybe I was just talking too much. But it actually shows him. It shows a longer cut of the cape floating without him.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's super
I love
cool.
The cape.
Like, yeah, that I know that had been briefly in one of the other trailers, but they had a longer cut, and then they show him immediately put it on. I don't know. There's just a lot more cool magic-y stuff kind of being demonstrated. I guess the effects are starting to be they're final now because it's coming out in theaters, so they're allowed to put them in the trailers. But there's four of those. You can go out there on the internet and find all of them if you care to. But I'm going to take a wild stab and assume that many of you are not going to hunt those down tonight. It just kind of boggles me that you guys aren't excited about Doctor Strange.
I'm excited about
Rachel McAdams.
You're excited about Rachel McAdams.
I'll
Dr. McAdams.
I'll be watching it for her.
I'll watch anything with Regina George.
We all gotta go. We should all go watch it together, because I feel between the four of us, there's a gradient of love for this. You know what I mean? Like,
but Sarah has no love for
this. She's the black, and I'm the white.
And I'm
right?
Like the Rachel right above.
Yeah,
Sarah,
that's what
totally,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the gradient. Because Sarah, you.
As long as there's like food.
And
I'll
then above me is Zach, so even me.
Zach, you can come too.
Zach attack.
I'm just a voice. So I'm
the voice of Agamotto.
You'll be there in our minds.
That's all right. Some people in the chat share my hype. Appreciate it. I love you guys. That's why you're my babies.
Oh, my God.
Full circle here.
Speaking of that, I'll jump to another piece of news. It's not in this lineup, and it's not quite Disney movie news, but it is Disney news, and it was announced today. Muppet Babies is coming back.
I saw that.
But they're puppets now, so they're the Puppet Muppet Babies. They're not animated. Puppet Muppet.
Oh, is this Jim Henson? That's
Well, no, because the Muppets are owned by Disney now.
Oh.
I think Jim Henson is creating the puppets. Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, because this is your jam. She used to work there. Muppet Babies is coming back, and they show it. Yeah, there they are. There's a picture of Fozzie, Kermit, and Miss Piggy.
Can we call Sarah?
I don't know.
Because everybody in the chat's like, call Sarah. Call Zach, Sarah, can we call Sarah?
Call mom. Call Sarah.
Abby Muniz says, call mom.
Sarah, you can't have this. You can't be at home and still be on the show, all right? You need to.
If you want to face that that wrath when you get home.
Yeah, yeah.
You can call her up.
No, call Sarah now. Call Sarah.
All right, if you can get her on Skype, if she's ready to go, get her on there. I'll just. Hold on. I got to give. Hold on. All right. So what okay. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you send him
Sarah's
number?
I'm going to send him this, and then you keep it going.
All right. So Muppet Babies. Yeah, pretty exciting.
They're cute.
Interestingly enough, they didn't really change the outfits. I think that's kind of cool. They added a few things, like Kermit has some stars on his shirt, Fozzie has an F on his hat because he forgot to spell his name, and Miss Piggy is more glamorous than ever before. Speaking of the Muppets, get ready, because next weekend, Sarah and I are going to have some visual delights for
what?
Y'all.
Oh, what do you mean for Halloween?
That's it? That's all you get? That's all you get? Oh, guys, stop trying to get all the secrets out of me. Stop it.
Oh, you planted that seed, my friend.
I know.
You so planted it.
I planted it in the jungle.
Yeah.
I want to be.
Know. What's
oh, sorry,
your theme for Halloween?
Well, that's too bad, because I'm not telling.
I want to see.
Who watched Muppet Babies?
I did. I loved it. I almost could remember the theme song if I really thought about it.
Oh,
do you know the theme song?
Muppet Babies,
yes,
come
yes.
Yeah,
Muppet,
man.
Yes.
And then they all sing, and it's Kermit going, when your room looks kind of weird, we'll make our dreams come true.
Oh, Zach, you are so bad. Wait, where's Sarah?
Yeah, this is Bessie. Like, when your room looks kind of weird, and you wish that you were there, just close your eyes. And you can be anywhere. I like adventure. Playing jokes. Animal dance.
Animal.
Here comes the me, 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 me. Ready? Is this the... Wow, this is like the extent... See the me, 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 me.
I did watch this.
Yeah, see? Everybody watch.
Muppet Babies.
It's a good jam, man. It's 1950s. And then at the end, I don't know if anybody ever noticed this, but at the end of Muppet Babies, a silver Spider-Man lands on the logo.
No.
I remember that. I do remember that.
I never understood why that happened.
Is that a Jim Henson thing?
No, he didn't make Spider-Man. I hope you guys are living for my cover of Muppet Babies. Maybe I'll have to do it on YouTube.
Oh, my God. It's
playing. I'm gonna do
an
acapella
cover. Can I be Miss Piggy in it, though?
Of course you can.
I just want to be a part of it.
Guys, you guys loving it? You guys loving it? Give me some feedback in the chat how you dig my Muppet Babies.
You should.
Who's
do
your favorite
the theme
Muppet,
song.
By the way? I will. I need to do a cover. I want to hear this.
Animal.
Miss Piggy.
Or Beaker.
You got it. Okay, Beaker impression.
Beep.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry. Beep. So Beaker, when Beaker speaks, he goes, but she just, one beep. It wasn't even a meep. It was just a beep.
I can't even
literally. That's the funniest thing I think you've ever said to me. That is so funny.
I'm crying.
Beaker impression. A beep. so posh. All right, Miss Piggy, where's
your... I hear you guys.
Oh, Sarah! You bailed
her
out.
Perfect timing. Hey, Sarah, how's it going?
Way to go.
Oh, my God. I was, like, watching you guys, and it was behind, so this is weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Sarah.
Did you hear the Beaker impression?
Yeah, I heard all of it.
Oh,
I'm glad you brought up Muppet Babies, because I was just in the chat being like, don't forget Muppet Babies.
Oh, were you really? So can you tell us, I feel like we have like a special guest. Did Jim Henson make the Muppet puppets?
No, they're likely, unless things have really drastically changed, probably not making the puppets. They didn't make the puppets for the ABC show either. When Disney bought them, they really were like, we don't need your help. We're going to do everything ourselves.
Or they were like, bye, Felicia.
Bye,
yeah,
Miss Piggy.
They were like, thank you for letting
Felicia.
Us put them up as bye.
Beep, Felicia.
Also, don't forget about the Pixar news.
Yeah. You want, since you're on the phone.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Make yourself useful, girl.
Oh, okay. before, the last movie that Pixar had announced was going to be Incredibles 2 for 2019, but they swapped it with Toy Story 4. Now Toy Story 4 is coming out in 2018, in 2019, and Incredibles 2 is coming out in 2018.
And there's no asset for that, Zach. I'm sorry. That was like super last minute. So that's
the official
date.
The official dates are announced. I forget what it is, though.
Okay.
I saw that, too.
But they swapped it.
So they swapped. That's kind of a bummer for me, though.
Why?
Because I like the Incredibles.
I do too. Yeah. It's like, come on, Toy Story. We have a lot of you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we already had Toy Story 3. Like, give us Incredibles 2.
I'm really excited about Toy Story 4, so.
Speaking of Toy Story, this is a little off topic.
You're always my counterbalance, and I love that about you.
Do you guys remember, or did anybody watch Tom Hanks on SNL this week?
Thanks.
It was amazing.
David S. Pumpkins!
I have it.
Literally, they did
Leo,
used
you
to
need
make,
to watch it when we get
it's
home.
It's so okay. good.
When I get home, I have it queued up, so when I get home, we can watch it.
Any questions?
I said when we get home, as if I'm there.
Any questions?
I'm not getting any of the inside jokes.
Leo, I forgot to tell you that you need to announce the pin winner. I'm going to email it to you.
Just go ahead. I have my email open. Even when Sarah's not here, she's still the hardest working member.
Guys, it says stick at home, Sarah.
I'm so sick, but I'm watching you guys, and I'm in the chat. I'm loving all this good Marvel news.
All right, well, stay on the line, because we got some good Marvel news coming up here.
And Star Wars.
You want me to stay on the line?
Yeah, why not?
Why not, Sarah?
Zach, can she stay on?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if she wants to.
All right, yeah, stay on. Why not?
Oh, my God.
Stay on. Okay.
Show by phone.
So let's move on. So the next piece of news, the next couple pieces of news here are Star Wars related, which I know you love so much, Sarah. But this is one actually I think you might want to talk about. So, Episode 8 will reveal Rey's parentage.
Okay, I'm glad we're getting it next. I'm glad they're not going to drag it through a whole other movie.
Was there ever a doubt though
that she's a Kenobi?
Shocker.
No.
Get out of here. She's not a Kenobi. I'm telling you right now, she's not a Kenobi. But there was, okay, so the fan theory was that she's Jin's child, Jin from the new, that's her name, right, Jin? Right, I think it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From the new movie.
Yeah.
And she debunked it. She's like, no.
I mean, it's really, but you know what's really, it's
said, like,
very ironic
that's not gonna happen.
That they got two actresses for the two female leads in the
so
new Star
alike.
Wars movie that look identical.
And that they put them back to back?
Yeah. It's like, come on. I definitely get on board with that.
I feel like everyone's trying to squeeze little tidbits out of Daisy Ridley, and she's just like, guys, stop, just quit it. Like, it's coming out next year. It's fine. Well, a year and a half.
We should have asked her when she was on our old street.
I know. She was on our street. I should have just been like, hey, real quick, what's up?
We should have kidnapped her and been like, quick question.
Did you hear that? Did you hear this story?
This is no.
So Sarah and I, before we moved, we were walking down the down our street and to go to the grocery store.
Oh, like recently?
Like recently. Okay. It was like literally weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Weeks ago. Because we haven't even lived in our new place for a month, so this is weeks ago.
October 1st move-in date.
I know, right? We're celebrating our anniversary. We see this girl, and I'm like, well, that girl's kind of frump. And then Sarah goes, I think that's Daisy Ridley. And I'm like, no, that's not Daisy Ridley. Like, why would she be there? She's like, no, babe, that's Daisy Ridley. I'm like, no, it's not. And I remember thinking, like, this girl's wearing some weird, like, sandals that don't fit her feet, and she's got some weird star tattoos.
British.
So, like, I know, I was so judgmental in my own mind. And then I was just like, let me see if she has tattoos. And I typed in Daisy Ridley star tattoos. And she was, and then, sure enough, she had star tattoos on her feet. And I was like, that was 150% Daisy Ridley. And I completely just didn't even pay attention. And then we turn around, I'm like, we gotta go. And then right then she gets into her like Uber SUV Black X Elite and drove away and out of my life.
We used to live next to like a fancy salon.
Yeah. So she was getting salon.
She's probably getting her toes done.
She was getting
we're both on the same page.
I know,
we're both like, that makes sense.
That's why she was wearing the Sloppy Joe sandals.
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
That's what you do. Have you never, Sarah? Have we never? I'm going to get
Sarah doesn't get. Sarah gets bloody toes.
Those sandals are hideous.
Sarah
meanwhile.
Runs so many marathons,
Leo,
she gets bloody toes.
For Christmas, I'm giving you a pedicure.
Don't talk about my bloody toes.
Oh. You're getting what? You're getting
a
pedicure?
I'm going to get you a pedicure.
Can I get a mani pedi?
And then you can wear those sandals.
Okay.
I know the term. I know the word.
Yeah, you get a little greedy. Mani pedi.
You want design as well?
Well, we're getting to this.
Now.
This is. I feel like this is going to be like the veil at the end of the show.
Sorry,
we want to talk about. But I guess it's relevant now. So you got some designer nails going on.
Oh hey guys. So
check this out. This is cool.
I'm doing Scream Queens, and so is Keaton sometimes when she can fill in because she's very busy. But on Scream Queens, there's a character named Chanel. If you know, there's actually multiple Chanels, but the main Chanel. I got some Chanel themed nails for Halloween.
That's baller.
And
that's too
there's
baller.
There's a Chanel C. There's some pearl necklaces, and they're pink. And I want to say thank you to Stiletto Nail Bar because
get it, girl.
They're awesome.
Go
get
Stiletto
it,
Nail Bar.
Guys. The reason we're diverting so much is because I know you, like the news is super simple this week. So the next, so moving on to the next one. Rogue One.
Well, wait, I think Daisy Ridley is. I still think maybe we go back to the original, most obvious theory
Luke's
that
daughter?
She is twins with Kylo Ren.
Oh.
Well, she's twins with Kylo Ren. Oh, no. That's right. That's the theory that you think. Well, it's interesting.
It's just like
I was
the OG theory. They're brother and sister.
I was talking about this a bit at LeakyCon, actually, with some people, and they were talking about how it's going to be the dynamic. I don't feel like the brother-sister thing is the interesting point in the next movie. I think the interesting point is that all of Luke's – everyone Luke tries to train doesn't end up so good, mm-hmm. right? Like kind of goes awry and is a dark. He's just not a good teacher because he himself was never accurately taught, right? Like
leave Yoda out of this.
Well, he left Yoda. That's my point. Oh. He left Yoda when he was in the middle of training. Obi-Wan died. Like Luke never even had a teacher. He's supposed to be the truest form of a prodigy with very little guidance, right? Like his friends were his guidance as opposed to a teacher, a structured teacher.
Kind of like Rey, who just knew how to use the Force.
And that's my point. That's my point, is like Rey is also like Luke, so he's going to meet someone like himself and be like, how do I even deal with this? And it's just going to be madness. And as a result, she's not going to have proper training, and I feel it's going to anger her, and it's going to trigger the dark side in her.
I definitely think she's going to go dark. What if Mara Jade is like her mom?
Don't even go there.
I got a
purple lightsaber.
You're
totally going to be evil, and Kylo Ren's going to be good.
You know Sarah's story with Mara Jade? No. When we were first dating, she doesn't know anything about Star Wars, so she wanted to impress me. So she was like asking her friends, like, who's a cool Star Wars character that I can talk about that makes me seem like super legit? And someone said Mara Jade.
No, I was like, what if he asked me who my favorite character is? I have to have a really good answer.
Yeah. And they told her to say Mara Jade, and she told me Mara Jade, and I was like, what a try hard answer. I still ended up dating her, though, so it worked.
No, it never came up, and I told you later.
Yeah, you told me later. Up. I still thought you were try hard, though.
So
it's all right, though. She knows that's...
You better bring her ice cream when you're on your way home.
Trust me. I have to go to the grocery store. I got to get NyQuil, DayQuil. episode 8. We got Rogue One. We got some more details about the villain. Not much. I got to pull up these names because they're crazy names. But the main villain whose name is... Let me find it here. What is it?
Snoke.
No, not Snoke. That's episode 8. Gosh,
good job, Sarah.
I'm totally this loaded a different size. Anyways, so the main guy, he's the guy. Oh, there he is. Nope, that's not him. So he's the one wearing the white Imperial garb in the movie. And apparently, the way the story's going to roll out is Jin's father owes him a favor. Apparently, they were like old war buddies, and he owes him a favor, and he's one of the foremost engineers in like weapons, like large scale weapons in the galaxy. And the favor he pulls is like, I'm going to spare your life. Because we're like cool, but you got to come work on the Death Star, and so and build this thing, right? Like the Empire is forcing you to do it, like against his will, and so he's like, okay, I'll do
Orson
it.
Orson Krennic.
Yeah, where do you see this? Where is this?
It's literally at the very. It's in the title of the article.
Huh? No, that's not.
No,
it.
No, that's the wrong article.
Oh, I clicked the wrong one. Good call. I was like, why don't I see it? Yeah, I clicked the one above it. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah. So Orson Krennic versus. With her dad. They have like such similar names. It's so weird. It's Orson Krennic and Galen Erso.
Orson Galen and Erso. Erso? Yeah. Galen? Yeah, like Galen. A gallon of milk?
Like, no, like Galen. It could be Galen.
I like that name.
Galen or Galen?
It's a cool name.
It's Galen. And he plays Jin's dad. Now, here's what's interesting. He was forced to build the Death Star against his will. And so as a sort of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Contingency. Yeah. He built a ventilation shaft that could allow the Death Star to be destroyed, which is what Luke throws the torpedoes down.
Full circle.
It's full circle. Like, to me, that's seriously something. And you know they're going to make mention of it in the movie.
Oh,
you know?
Of course they will.
Proton torpedo. That's what I said. I said torpon torpedo, but that's close enough. That's kind of cool. Like, I think that's a really neat little fun fact there that they've revealed a little bit and allowed us to look forward into that movie. And one day you'll understand.
One day I'll know what they're talking about. I'm so excited. One day.
And I guess I'm gonna skip over to news number 5 because that way we get all the Star Wars stuff out of the way. But the big one, obviously, that we didn't get to talk about last week. That's the one.
Not a surprise.
Donald Glover, cast as Lando Calrissian.
I actually really like him. I saw him in Girls. He was great.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah,
I like him. It's not a surprise. They look like...
Well, I mean, there was... Yeah.
Everybody
given,
has been
given
saying
the
this
people,
for years.
Given the people that they had up for the audition, it was kind of like a given that Donald Glover was going to get it. Plus, he's a huge Star Wars fan. And he's been, like, crushing it lately with Childish Gambino and all of his roles everywhere. Atlanta. He's in Atlanta. Yeah, exactly. And he was even in this... what was the alien movie? Interstellar. So, I mean, the guy's been...
He was in Interstellar.
He's the science nerd that helps
him
figure...
He was in The Martian.
Yeah, the Martian, excuse me. I said Interstellar. Yes, The Martian.
I was going to say, I think he's in The Martian,
sorry.
Too.
Those, they came out so close to each other that I keep calling them... Yeah, Interstellar, Gravity, and The Martian are the three that I keep mixing up in my mind.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep track.
It's too many space movies, man, and Star Wars. but that's cool. It's cool news. Everybody's really excited. I feel like it's somebody who deserves the part. And I hope he crushes it. He's shown his acting chops as of late. I just hope that he's smooth... As smooth as Billy Dee Williams was, but also just like, I don't know. I hope I can take him seriously. Like, I hope I don't see Donald Glover. I hope I see Lando Calrissian.
I know, but I think like Donald Glover, he is smooth.
He can be smooth. I think he's dorky and geeky more than he is smooth, right?
I think he's gonna own it.
How do you feel about this? This is a true unbiased opinion right here.
Okay, I think he's gonna kill it because I think he kills it no matter what he does.
That's true.
And
that's
I
fair.
Just
that's
adore
fair.
Him as an actor.
I mean, I was nervous that Adam Driver wouldn't be able to not be Adam from Girls in
Preach.
Star Wars. And
that's
awesome.
What's up. So, yeah, now two people from Girls. There you go.
So now I have to see it.
Yeah,
I love
you're
doing
it. Rachel McAdams and Girls. We know the driving forces.
Donald Glover will make her watch Star Wars. If nothing else will.
Actors
fix her Rachel McAdams.
Whatever works.
Yeah, and there's talking about that, obviously, this is the movie we're going to get to see Han get the Millennium Falcon from Lando. That's a pivotal part of his lore. It's a legendary lore, it's considered. And the big debate is that's – no, in Star Wars lore, it's one of those – it's a staple lore piece, you know. It's
in
not like –
Star Wars lore.
Okay.
It's a religion to him, Sarah.
Girl who has a snitch tattoo to her back. Why don't you chill out?
You did put the gold coat
didn't see
on,
me
though.
I push up my imaginary spectacles. I was like, ooh, push up my.
You mean your round spectacles and pushed them over your lightning bolt scar? Chill out. So.
I wish I had a lightning bolt scar.
People are saying, like, fans are saying that they would like that scene to take place at the beginning of the movie so we can get a whole new adventure. Some people are saying, but, like, you know. A lot of people are speculating that that's going to happen further down. They're going to get into the shenanigans, and maybe it's an end of the movie thing like, you want it from me fair and square, you scoundrel. Or he turns his back and he flies off with it. Who knows? Speculation up in the air, and we'll see how that goes.
Sounds
but,
like the way you did that, it sounds like that the movie in Home Alone. What's that movie? The old one?
You filthy animal.
Yeah, that voice sounded very
Yeah, I mean, he kind of talks like that guy. He's like, how you doing, old buddy? That's how he has like this weird voice. But that's it, guys. Star Wars news is over.
Woo!
Woo!
That really hurt my feelings. Thank you, R2. You're the only one who understands me. We'll move on to Moana news. Guys, The Rock is singing a song written by Lin-Manuel, which is dope enough. It's called You're Welcome, and they released a clip of it.
It's so
Let's
funny that The Rock is singing.
Listen,
I know.
Save your opinions till the end, because we are going to expose them.
You're welcome.
Ooh, yeah. Pulled up the
sky. Uh-huh. I just when you were waddling, yay,
hi, this guy.
This guy.
I love his dance. I know.
Fire from down below. Look at him.
I love Moana. I think she's so, I love the way her animation is.
I love
it. Oh, yeah,
I think she's gorgeous.
Perfect. Stretch your days and bring you fun. She's perfect.
She's fun and she's like,
you're welcome. Just
like, she's like a lost squirrel, but she's got attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
got some sass.
You're welcome. From the sea.
You already know it?
I've watched this like six times. Welcome. I guess it's just my way of being me.
That was definitely auto pitch corrected.
You're welcome. I mean, if I've memorized half the Hamilton soundtrack,
now I'm
going to
say
oh my
The Rock.
Gosh.
Oh, you have. I've recently
we were
become
talking
ham
about
for
this.
Hamilton. Yeah.
Welcome
yeah,
to the
work.
Dark side.
You know what I'm saying? dude, that's what's up. I'm telling you, work is number one. Then it's
no, the best one is
King George
never are satisfied.
See, that's not where I'm at.
I remember that night. I remember that night.
You would. That's our friend. That's Aldi's favorite, too, I believe. If I'm not for,
Aldi. I love you, Aldi, and I miss you, and I need to see you at Disney soon.
Yeah. They're all good.
They're
There's
all
too
great.
Many. There's like 75
can't.
Songs on that soundtrack. The Rock's voice, what do you think?
I mean, it works for him. They definitely like use some technology.
They
do. That's his only song.
I would imagine so.
That's
like,
his only song.
And they were like, Lin...
just let him talk.
Just that's why he's like, ha, that's what I'm going to give. Hey, you. Yeah, like it's a lot of talking
You're
and laughing.
You're welcome. It's I won't sing any more songs.
He sings with his charisma.
Yes,
right? Totally. And that's what he makes it work. Sings. He talks things. Yeah.
And then they can fix it in post.
Yeah, and they still have to fix it in post.
No, but I love The Rock. And like, you know, for Who a guy like right? that to take on a Disney role and to have to sing in it. I mean, this was probably so intimidating for him, and this is The Rock we're talking about, as well as such an honor for him. And I think like that's why I love The Rock in this role, because he loves this movie. He does feel mm-hmm. like he is like having this thing on his shoulders, and all he wants to do is do the best he can do for everybody, for the fans, and for Disney. And I love The Rock. Dwayne Johnson, will you marry me?
But will you tell us how you really feel?
He's Chat. Subpar singer. Subpar
you guys
singer.
Are into it. People are saying he slayed. We got a lot of Hamill trash in the chat.
Wait, Moana has a new song?
Well, I didn't know about that.
Mouse talk. Saying
oh, but he just talks like a mouse. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Oh.
There's probably a new song from Moana, given that like a day has passed since I looked this up. So it's entirely possible. But I don't have it in front of me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, though. I want to say thank you to The Rock.
Oh, so I can't say hear Sarah. Welcome. Sarah just said, can you guys not hear me?
No, Sarah,
I'm
you're
like
gone.
Screaming. Oh, Sarah, don't hurt your Sarah. Voice. You're sick. It's I don't okay. hear anything you're saying.
We had to silence Sarah.
You should be able to hear now.
Sarah?
Hello?
Okay, you're back.
Sarah.
The Moana song is from a toy.
From what?
It's from a toy.
Oh,
like there's a bunch
toy.
Of toys that have already been released
oh,
that,
is that
have
the necklace?
Like, musical clips associated with them. Like the doll and Moana's necklace has a little song clip.
Yeah, that's
so, like,
right.
The toys for the movie are already out in Disney stores, and so some of them are like sneaky peeking songs
sneaky
ahead
peeking.
Of time.
Wait, I'm looking it up right now.
All right.
I need
she
to.
Is.
That's fair enough.
As Leo.
And Lynn's lyrics. Are on fire.
They are. That's true.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome
and it's
for
good
that.
Stuff. I love Minnie Maui.
I feel like
the
that
storytelling
song
aspect of Minnie Maui. I'm just spewing all my thoughts that you couldn't hear that I was saying the whole time. I thought
oh, you're reading your own chat. I feel like the song "You're Welcome" is really Lin-Manuel's way of like saying "You're welcome" to the world for his beautiful music.
Oh,
and he just, and he's like, and the only way to properly deliver it is to have The Rock sing it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only
when
adequate way.
Get The Rock
way.
To sing this one song, it'll be great.
You're welcome. That was my Rock impression, apparently.
Wow.
Oh, man. God, you guys already, like, the song is called How Far I'll Go, and it's played by the Moana toy that you get at the Disney store that was released on October 23rd.
Okay, well, can you give us a link, guys? Because I can't find it.
I don't think they can post links in the chat.
I've honestly tried not to listen to it because I want to have some surprise when I see the movie.
Yeah. When does it come out? What's the release day again?
November, Thanksgiving.
Okay, so we're right there.
You're welcome.
1 month.
Someone said, Leo, I'm right, but I don't know. Oh, I'm right about the thinking. Yeah. That's it. That's all there is for that piece of news. And then the last, point that we had to talk about isn't really officially Disney news, but it's about the short that was recently released called Borrowed Time. Have you watched it?
Yes.
I have.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's phenomenal.
So
it's amazing.
It is unreal. And it was made by Pixar, are they ex or are they current still Pixar?
But they're current, I think. And then they do it, they just did it in between.
Yeah, it's just like their own like side project. It has nothing to do, there's no official affiliation. But good Lord, what a piece of work. Not only is the animation stellar, but the story is very deep and very dark. And it's funny because the first time I watched it, I had to watch it twice because the first time I watched it knowing that everybody was praising it. So I kind of went in like,
oh, I didn't know it.
Know?
I just kind of was like, ooh, this isn't cool.
I just saw the email, guys. I was like, what's
oh,
that?
Really? So you just
watched
it.
Oh, I watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, see,
oh, you guys
with,
are on
same,
it.
Yeah. So I watched it and then I was like, oh, come on. That was kind of empty and like so odd. And then I watched it again.
You are super critical.
I am critical.
Yeah.
I am critical. Jeez. And then I watched it again and I put the chip from my shoulder. I put it on the shelf.
Good for
and
you.
I let it rest.
Yeah.
And then I really kind of let it soak in and I realized and I appreciated it for what it was. Right? Like it is the embodiment of a feeling. Mm-hmm. It is sort of like the manifestation of these artists expressing something that they normally couldn't in a manner that still feels familiar. And the tradition that they're used to doing, to kind of forming their craft, right? Like they're animators, they've worked for Pixar, they have this sort of staple, and this is what people expect from them. But they don't expect this tone, they don't expect this sort of gravitas. And I feel like this movie is a fine balance between something so much darker and heavier than we're used to seeing, but in a way that can be gradually sort of expressed.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I wonder how many people relate to different parts of this film. Because I feel the first part of the film, you're like, oh my gosh, that's crazy, like reminiscing and thinking about family and like these moments that kind of build who you are and like the importance mm-hmm. of small gestures. And then there's the part of loss and fear and failure that you can relate to, and then feeling that overwhelming feeling. And then it comes to the next stage, and then, you know, like he completely let his father down, but he tried his best, right? And mm-hmm. it's like, there are times when you try and you just don't quite make it. And then he almost gives up, but the symbol of his father keeps him going. Yeah. And then I was just like, man, that's really strong. And ultimately, the moral of the story is like don't quit just yeah. because you think you failed. Like, there's always more to live for. And it, if for nothing else than the memory live, of what was good, yeah. you know? Yeah.
Live for somebody who couldn't. yeah. Like yeah. I
Deep
was
talks with Leo
so, Camacho. I wish there were more... I wish there were more animators that would explore... I know it's probably really hard yeah. to sell a movie yeah. that's like
that's
a feature-length
really
animated movie that's like that's about adult themes. It's not like mm-hmm. Sausage Fest, but like...
Oh, my God.
You know,
but that's
I mean, like,
but no. it's funny because that's not even adult themes. That's more childish
yeah.
than a Pixar movie.
Yeah,
that's what's
like,
so funny.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, you get a little bit with... when I saw Kubo and like... The, like sure. a, like a kind of... They
I don't
tap
know, was the
into
beginning
it a little
of
bit
Up
more.
Not adult enough for you?
It was.
True
it
Up
was.
Really,
it
up,
was.
That beginning could have been a short itself.
I agree. I agree.
Guys, huge Up fan. Huge Up. Fan.
Yeah.
Up, yeah.
I guess you can.
But like, but I, you up. Know, I just I think it would be interesting to do maybe a PG-13 rated animated movie that was just a dramatic movie. Like, you know, like give me a dramatic animated movie.
I'm on board with that. And what
yeah,
if
I'd
they what
that.
If they started another studio, like a sub studio?
Why
yeah.
not? Why you know? Not? And like
Pixar
I don't know.
Alternative.
I just feel like animation it's so much cheap I mean, it's so much cheaper to make animated movies than like live action the more technology kind of advances. Yeah. So I feel like that might be kind of a genre that's really going to be starting to be pushed.
Yeah.
And I think somebody's going to tap into that market, and if they do it well enough, they're going to take over.
Yeah, totally.
I hope
Pixar
it goes in that direction.
Is annoyed that it's being like written about, like, look at the short that Pixar made.
Yeah. Well, I feel like everything is saying like it's darker than Pixar was willing to go. And I kind of don't like that
yeah.
prodding. Like, I wish they would have said a couple of animators from, like, I wish it would have been sold better as Pixar animators take on their own creative project
yeah.
as opposed to
mm-hmm. yeah.
the film that Pixar is afraid to make.
Yeah,
you know, it's
no.
like 13 Reasons
yeah.
Why. It's
true.
Like, all right, calm down, BuzzFeed
no.
lines.
However, using the name Pixar itself going into it, you're like, but why? What is it about this that they wouldn't use? What is so dark about it? So I was thinking, like, how could this go so dark? And then, like, what happened did shock me.
Yeah.
I was so
it's very shocking.
Invested in it by that. I really liked it. I thought it was
sure.
so well done.
Yeah.
It, like, flew by.
The thing is, I feel the reason is, like, death is always sort of, like, used as a milestone in Disney movies to excel the character to his next motive.
Mm-hmm.
This short is about grief and dealing with
yeah.
death. Disney never lingers on it, right?
Yeah.
Like, they don't stay there. It's sort of the transitional
run.
Emotion.
Run.
Right, right,
yeah.
right.
Like, that's what Scar tells Simba.
Yeah,
you're
like,
not allowed to cry over your dad anymore.
Now,
you gotta go.
Now, yeah, and
like,
it's fair to say that Simba is suffering through the movie and dealing with his father's death, but he doesn't deal with grief, right?
Yeah.
Never return.
He's just told, he's constantly told by Scar, like, never return, like,
yeah.
go, he's dead, it's your fault, bye. And then Rafiki's like, it's in the past, bye.
Yeah.
And, like, this movie's like, it's not in the past. It's still part of my every single
years
moment.
Later, yeah.
Like, not a moment goes by that I don't want to kill myself because of what happened to my father.
Well,
and then it's the memory of his father that keeps him from killing himself.
I know.
That's what's so amazing.
That's
crazy.
Like, so good. So,
good Lord, that's deep. I could literally do a whole episode on that short.
Well,
man.
And it's funny. I was listening to this. I was telling you this podcast about Zootopia this morning, and they were talking a lot about the themes and how the themes developed and how dark it was originally.
Yeah.
You're talking about how it had started with the shock collars and all that stuff and kind of the layers.
The taming party.
Yeah, the taming party and the layers of what that meant and what they were trying to kind of comment on in the world today. And so it was interesting hearing them kind of talk more about diving into those social issues. But that wasn't Pixar. That was Disney.
Yeah. Can you link me that? I'd love to check that out.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to give a quick shout out. James is in the chat and distracting everybody. But I didn't want to bring it up earlier because we were really on a roll there, you guys. And I really like getting deep into film theory.
Yeah.
So, like, that was a cool moment.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm glad that you just watched it with no preconceived notions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that is super cool.
I watched
cool.
it being super like, ooh, this is an animated
yeah.
movie. Now
yeah.
how do I think what I think about everything?
Right, you
kind of
go in, you can't help it, right? So it's cool. I, like, love that, like, this is you're just taking it in for what it is. No additional. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So that's kind of it. That's all of our movie points for the night. Anything cool? Like you just got off a tour, Gears of War?
Gears of War. I was in Seattle this weekend.
Yeah, you did some cool stuff.
I did some cool, you know, they dressed me up in the cool armor again. Yeah, that was fun. And I moved. I live in a house now.
Nice. Congratulations. Cool.
Thank you. I live with three boys. My life is a sitcom. If you watch New Girl, that's basically
three guys,
my life.
A girl, and I'm a Jessica Day. Podcast. let's see. You got your nails did?
What got my nails on? Did.
How's the drums unfolding on Cat's lipstick?
Oh gosh, I'm working on a new piece that I'm like, not sure if I want to put out there because
this is a kids show.
Yeah. Oh, it's not bad. It's basically I had a crush on a Starbucks barista.
Oh,
and then,
what was his name?
And then things actually... Oh, I'm not going to say his name.
Make up a name. Give us a fake name.
Okay,
like Skyler.
Brian.
That's not a cool name.
I bet you
his name.
Why is
cool
his name? Is like, you are skeptical. He says Brian. He's like, that's not a cool name.
Because I wanted something like Dylan.
No, okay. Dylan's my roommate's name.
See? The sitcom's already got one character cast.
I thought you were going to say such a more, like, epic name.
Horatio.
Sans.
Ben.
Oh, David Ben. S. Pumpkins.
Ben. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, we got to announce the winner for the pins. So, Sarah, go ahead.
Sarah?
Okay. So, while she
did
gets
Sarah
that,
get muted again?
She might have gotten muted. I'll share a quick little thing. Last week was LeakyCon, and I got to play Sirius Black in...
Can you do it? Can you do your impression?
Ooh,
your impression.
It's just... It was me with, like, a raspberry... Well, first of all, I can't because I have this frog in my throat still. But it was essentially...
Okay.
It was essentially a lot of, like... Remus, you can't do that! You know, it was a lot of talking like that, and just like... What do you mean they're dead? You know, it was really, really cool. And the whole thing's on YouTube. If you go to LeakyCon's YouTube channel, you can watch the whole play from start to finish. It's about Teddy Lupin going back in the past and meeting the Order of the Phoenix in 1981, the night before James and Lily Potter are killed by Voldemort. It's really cool.
Spoilers.
It's not really, though, because it's like, that's not even
I'm kidding.
In the play. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, well played.
James and Lily die?
They die in the movie?
What? Dumbledore?
Harry has a scar on his
Dumbledore?
Head?
Dumbledore? Sirius Black?
Sarah Snitch. Who won the pins?
What's up?
Oh,
so, okay, yeah. Since Halloween is coming up and we have these, like, Halloween pins, I wanted to do a giveaway before Halloween comes around.
I want a pin.
We're doing a little giveaway for Fan Flare. And the winner of the six pins from Instagram
is
Fat Hobbit Gamgee.
That Hobbit Gamgee!
That's a cool name!
You won
name.
The pins, Mr.
That is
Gamgee!
A cool name.
Sam was Gamgee.
Oh, Sam.
I'll DM you.
Sam,
they're probably
you
not watching.
All of the pins, Sam. Yeah, R2 is super stoked for you. Congratulations on winning all six pins from FanFlyer.
Can I have a pin?
Congratulations. Yeah, you can have a pin. You gotta let
and
me know which one you want.
And Keaton one as well.
That's right. When
we have
a Little Mermaid
Shut
one, too.
Up.
You revealed it?
Guys,
you revealed it?
Work.
You revealed it, Ben?
No. We didn't reveal what they look like. We revealed that they're Hamilton pins.
Oh, yeah.
I love your
two.
Dingle, the schnoz.
The Snarfblatt.
The Snarfblatt.
We have a Snarfblatt.
That's my favorite one, I think. I don't
you know.
The
Snuffle
Hopper. The pipe with the weed.
The Snuffle.
You know when he goes,
oh, I saw that. Yeah.
It's your name, Ariel. I thought maybe you know.
She hasn't seen that one either.
Right. She's seen that one.
I've seen The Little Mermaid. You know what I saw?
I've seen The Little Mermaid. Excuse me.
I watched the new Cinderella, 2015.
Oh, how'd you like it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Rob
gave
Stark.
Some good lessons on how to play hard to get. Just run away from every guy you have interest in, and he will find you.
That is the truth, man.
She ran. She ran away
she
from
ran.
Him.
She
and
took
he
off.
Chased after her.
She ran so far away.
He
she
found
ran all
her.
Night and
hashtag
day.
Stalker.
She couldn't get away.
#predator.
Oh, jeez. And with that, we're leaving you guys. Thank you so much. Let me give some quick shout out to the chat room. Let me see who we got hanging out in this chat. We got,
Yes,
what's
David
going
Pumpkins!
On in this?
Oh my God, David Pumpkin.
Is this like a song I don't know? David Pumpkin?
Yeah.
All right, well, someone who knows David Pumpkin, give some... we got a club in here. Come on, Sarah, do it so everybody can hear. Do David Pumpkin rap. Sarah? No?
I think they muted
her. She got muted? Oh, I muted her. All right. I don't know this song yet.
Leo, come on, you got this.
Sarah hung up on us.
Sarah
got
hung
a freestyle.
Up. Yeah. All the names are coming in too quick. Okay. We got Lisa Serrano and she's in the chat. We got Troy Lolley and he's good at that. I kind of know this song is so wacky. It's whack, but I like it because it got it playing by my friend Zach Attack. Sorry, we got Dina Sonrisa in the chat. We got Abby. Oh.
James. I was going to say, just read the names.
In the chat tonight. Superstar. Mouse Talk. Sarah Snitch in the chat, girl. Natalie Rogers, she's talking about David Pumpkin. Super Eye and Halo, he's all in. We got Lil Ribbit 19. We got Dina Sonrisa again. I said her name earlier, that's why I said again. This time we got Shorty Steffi. Who?
Diggy Dude.
Diggy Draymond. Diggy Dude. Diggy Dude. Dude. Diggy Diggy Dude. Diggy Dude. Allison Scott, not as cool as Diggy Dude.
Ooh, garlic bread.
And you leave Allison Scott alone. Sorry,
I'm just kidding. Allison Scott, you're my girl. J Space, you're not my girl. We got Isabella Awesome. Brendan goes like roar. He's so fresh.
Very sensual music.
I know, man. I just R&B. It feels me up. Garlic bread it. That's my favorite name in this chat room. Michaela Gilcaxas. With the hyphen.
Everybody, give it a thumbs up. Give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up in the video. Leave a comment down below. Guys, follow us on social media. I'm Mr. Leo Zombie. Follow me everywhere except for on Twitter, where I'm just at Leo Zombie. I keep it simple. Where can they follow you guys?
You guys follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Tweet at me. Let me know where you're going to be for Halloween.
Oh, that's
a good one.
I
want to see pictures. Send me Instagram, whatever. That's right. I want to see it all.
Totally. Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And go check out Stiletto Nail Bar because they're awesome.
Do it. And check out Thingamavlogs because Sarah's not here to pitch it. And actually, I did a video today about all David of my Pumpkin. Different Disney cosplays and funny stories that has happened to me in all of them. Go check those out. And make sure you follow Sarah at I'm Sarah Snitch everywhere. Or Sarah Snitch. I'm not sure where she does what. But thank you guys so much for watching Disney Movie News. We love you, babies.
Feel better, Sarah.
Have a good night. Feel better, bye. Sarah. Feel better, all of you. I love you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.